702.
World of Work.
We're talking about employee recognition awards at work on our World of Work feature this morning. What is the purpose of such awards and how do they benefit the company and employees? Do you work for a company that has this employee award system where the best performing employees are recognized weekly or monthly or yearly? How do you feel about that? Maybe you won the Employee of the Year or Employee of the Month award. There are employees who actually feel appreciated by this. Employers who have these kind of awards believe that they boost staff morale, they improve employee retention, they inspire employees. So if you are an employee, what do you think of such awards? Maybe you won some of them. Has that boosted your morale? Like, has that made you think, I actually want to stay longer with this company? As an employer, why do you implement these employee awards? What difference is that doing in your company? 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial. You can give us send us your WhatsApp voice notes as well on 072-702-1702. Sipho Mabaso is an HR business partner who's going to guide us through this chat. How's it going, Sipho? Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. Have you ever won an Employee of the Year or of the Month award before?
Unfortunately, I'm always excluded from these programs because I'm meant to run them.
I see. So what is the purpose of these kinds of awards for a company, Sipho? Because not all businesses have these kind of employee awards recognition ceremonies, but some of them do. Those who do, what's the purpose? What benefits are they deriving?
Yeah. So the main aim, Clement, is to create a culture of appreciation that then motivates employees and retains happy and productive employees. The idea here is that if you recognize and celebrate employee achievements, they boost their morale, they increase their motivation, and what you're hoping to get from them is continued excellence. And from an organization point of view, what you then guaranteed is higher productivity, improved engagement, and hopefully reduced turnover. I think you also mentioned just around retention and engagement. That's what organizations are looking for. And the idea as well is that if you set an example with those that do well and give them a reward, you are hoping that those ones that are at the back would want to win Employee of the Year next year and hopefully then increase in their productivity, and both sides then win from that point of view.
How does it actually work? Like, does the company come up with targets? Like, for instance, this is, you know, the target for the month in order for you to be the Employee of the Month, or this is what you have to do in order to even qualify to be among, you know, those that are vying for the position of Employee of the Year. How does it work?
So for it to be meaningful, Clement, what you want to do as an organization is firstly think through around what are you trying to drive. From a psychology point of view, if you award a person, there's a behavior that you're looking to entrench. So one best way of doing this is to think through your values as an organization. If, for example, innovation is one of your critical values, you would want to have an award. Suppose you'll call it a breakthrough award or champion of change award, with a clear criteria that talks to a person that developed a creative solution. And what you then do is that you can get people to nominate their colleagues. You can get peers to nominate their peers with a clear explanation and motivation around why, based on that criteria. So based on the value that you're looking for, you'll then create initiatives so that you drive that. So it could be innovation, it could be collaboration, and awarding people, for example, that teams that collaborate best, people that are able to bridge connections between one department and another, with the aim that you're fostering a particular behavior.
Can it be a team effort as well? In other words, are there certain awards in companies where the team then wins an award as opposed to an individual?
Certainly. Many organizations, particularly those that are in sales, what they will do is that they will set targets per team, and then the team that exceeds targets or that reaches a particular criteria would then receive an award. But what you always want is the individuals within the team to get a piece of whatever reward that would be. But it's very important not to neglect the idea of a team winning an award, because what it then does is that it allows them throughout the year to partner versus competing amongst themselves.
Okay. 011-883-0702. That's the number you can dial right now to share your experiences around employee recognition awards at work. Are you an employee that has won these kind of awards? Maybe you haven't won any of them since you've joined that company. How does that make you feel? Has it boosted staff morale? Do you believe it improves employee retention? Does it inspire you as an employee having these kind of awards? And as an employer as well, what difference has having this kind of employee recognition award system? What impact have you seen as a result of these awards in your business? You can send us your WhatsApps as well on 0727021702. Sipho, how often should these employee awards happen, and how sustainable are they? Because sometimes you've got companies that award, you know, employee of the week award, and then there's like the monthly award. Some are doing them yearly. What is more, suppose, not appropriate, that's the wrong word. What is more sustainable? What works?
So I think what works depends on the nature of the organization. If you're an organization that measures weekly targets, then you might want to have small gifts or appreciation, and I say ceremonies in inverted commas, on a weekly basis. But if you're an organization that sees results on a quarterly or semester basis, then you can use those as a target in terms of when you actually have a formal ceremony. And this could also be on an annual basis. However, because the aim is to create a culture, one of the things that we always encourage is the training of line managers to even have thank you cards. So even after a submission of a project within a weekly target or a two-week basis, you want line managers to get into the habit of saying thank you. And this could literally be a pat on the shoulder. It's about the culture of showing appreciation and gratitude. And then on the basis of what's formal, that's where you could say, I'll have quarterly reward and recognition programs, or twice a year, and have one big one at the end of the year. But if you do it once a year formally, it does not necessarily drive the culture. So you also want to be able to do these small little thank you cards where possible, or just encouraging line managers to send formal emails just to say thank you. I saw what you did in the past week. I saw the hours that you put in the previous 2 weeks, and I appreciate it, because it's about a sense of culture and not necessarily ticking a box.
How do you deal with the concern around favoritism, where employees will feel, oh no, that manager gave Clement the Employee of the Month award because Clement is a favorite of that manager or whoever the boss. Like how do you remove it from that possibility of bias? Do you bring in an independent organization, an independent person to run the awards?
I think with external people, it would depend on the size and nature of the rewards, right? But I think there's quite a number of considerations that we need to think through. So the first one is the criteria of the recognition. What does it take for a person to become employee of the month? And all employees need to be aware of that. If it's sales outputs from a production point of view, is it the tons that go out from a production point of view? Let's be clear on what that criteria is, so that if Sipho won because of his height, then it's clear that the target had nothing to do with his height, and therefore he did not necessarily have an advantage. Without that criteria, that's where you fall into the basis of people saying it's unfair. And those criteria, to your point, Clement, need to be very much inclusive. So no one person should have an advantage from the way the criteria is set out. So from an HR point of view, what we would then do is that we would assess the criteria. We would assess the number of nominations. What we've seen as well, previously is that when you get line managers to submit nominations, some managers are just lazy to submit nominations, and you find yourself sitting under a manager that has not submitted your name, whereas you would have worked through something that is worth recognizing. And those are the elements that we would just need to look into. But the criteria is very important. It needs to be set out very well and communicated to all employees. And therefore, whoever wins the award, it should be clear on what basis did they get this award.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Let's hear from Phil, who's calling us from Centurion. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Good morning to you, Leonard. Yes, it's Phil Mohunjene. You know, the organization should be very careful when organizing or planning the employee recognition treaty. It can either collapse the organization or it can build the organization. Now, it should be based on scientific evidence and well thought plan to say that this is what we want to achieve, this is what we want to achieve out of this particular process, and the purpose is to produce workplace happiness, engagement, productivity, profit, and the ultimate achievement of professional and personal life missions of your employees. Now, what we need to do is that we need to establish a committee. A committee that will have different expertise, who will then invite nominations in time, and those nominations will go through sifting until the committee comes to the agreement to say that this is the cream de la cream of the organization. This is the people who the product of this particular thing will help to motivate your younger employees, your occupational novitiates, your beginners, your title, to want to become fully adult status in the world of work. It should help to serve the organization better and motivate people to want to stay organization. Thank you very much, Clement.
Indeed. Thank you, Phil, for calling us.
Hi, Clement. So I worked many years ago in a company that recognized you for the effort you put in, and won lots of overseas trips, fully paid, took my wife.
Wow.
And yeah, but it was good. However, sometimes it gets other people down and they start thinking that you're obviously conniving with the bosses or whatever, but it's just pure performance. And you make enemies at work, you know. So became a toxic environment, and eventually I had to leave. That's my contribution. Thank you. Bye.
Morning, Clement. In my working as a salesperson in the furniture industry, the awards only go to the managers. The salespeople that are doing all the work don't get anything. The best you'll get is a lunch. So managers get bonuses. Salespeople, nothing but your commission and some lunch. So I think it was very, very unfair on salespeople, especially furniture salespeople. Thank you. Henry from Prochaklen.
Thank you for a great show and a great topic around rewards and awards for employees. What I have witnessed is that sometimes the same people would win over and over again. So how can the organization make sure that they diversify, or they at least intentionally pull other people up so that you see different people winning annually, and then people won't complain, and then people will feel like, okay, this is for everyone and not a specific group of people.
Yeah. So, Sipo, any reflections there? Someone talked about how they used to get overseas trips, but the environment got so toxic because there were some employees who thought this person is conniving with the bosses, and Henry talks about awards only going to managers and not the salespeople, the people on the ground who are doing the hard work.
Yeah, and I think if I go back to the first caller, Phil, who spoke about, you know, the numbers needing to be scientific, which is what we spoke about, it's very important for us to be transparent around what the criteria is and what does it take for you to be recognized in that platform. Because I think to the other voice note, if if it's not clear and you continue to see one person winning all the awards, you start questioning yourself and you start even, you know, not submitting your work because you already know that it's going to be one person that wins. But what's also quite critical is that we always need to review these processes. So let's not put one platform or method in place and only review it after 5 years. On an annual basis, let's get feedback from the employees. I like the idea around committees. It's up to this committee to say, guys, actually what we implemented is having a negative or an opposite reaction to what we were hoping for. How do we change this? Because in essence, there's nothing wrong with rewarding employees, but there could be something wrong in how we are actually doing it. But it should not lead to a toxic environment. If anything, it should be encouraging employees in a sense that we are looking for the good that they are doing instead of, you know, just always looking for the negatives. And I think the one around salespeople, quite difficult because that also depends on, so this is the one where he mentioned that managers get bonuses, where a sales reps get lunch. So this one is complex in a sense that it could also depend on the compensation philosophy of the organization. What some organizations do is that you'd find a sales rep earning a full-on salary, and that's what's on their contract. And the higher you go in the organization, you get measured on your targets. And as part of your compensation and part of your salary, there's a bonus that's linked to your target. So it's partly outside of the recognition program, but more part of the compensation philosophy. But we also just need to be transparent around that so that it's not seen as though my manager is getting recognition for my work. And if that's the kind of culture that is then being driven, we now need to pause and think around how do we reward the very sales reps that go to find these very clients that get these actual sales versus a manager that focuses more on coaching and somewhat high level strategy. So how do we then make sure that these sales reps are recognized for these efforts? And this becomes an ongoing review that we need to be able to do.
Yeah, I've got another message here on the WhatsApp line from someone who says, Clement, I work for Bidvest Protea Coin. We have annual awards. Employees are recognized individually, and even the branches are recognized. It's a beautiful celebration that motivates the employees in our business development department. We also get vouchers for reaching our targets. We get bush getaways. We get home of living and Celine vouchers. It is very inspiring and motivating. I'm not leaving BPC anytime soon. Other employees also get certificates for recognition. Also an annual medal parade where security officers are recognized for long service, doing exceptional work, and also those who passed on while on duty. The medal parade ceremony is very emotional and motivating. Oh, wow, Sipho, that sounds amazing. I mean, my goodness, that sounds so beautiful. I mean, if you do it that way, why not?
Exactly. And it comes across as though the rewards are also meaningful to the employees. And they'll probably be tailored according to levels of employees. What's more meaningful to a person that sits in a branch? What's more meaningful to a person that sits in head office? That sounds like a well-tailored reward program. And I think that's great feedback. I panicked a little bit when they mentioned the organization's name, but now I understand why they did.
Yeah. Anonymous from Sentences, Clement, I have worked in a multinational American company for 13 years and I've noticed that awards go to those that are extrovert and can sell the work that they do, even if they do or do not perform. Being an introvert may work against you because you don't laugh with the bosses and can't necessarily sell your work. In these cases, recognition is demotivating and I have spent 13 years clapping for others, in town halls. That's a message from Anonymous there in Senton. Well, Anonymous, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. There's a last voice note.
Yeah, morning, Clement. I hope this doesn't deviate from the topic of the employees and the rewards. But back at school, we used to, like, be encouraged to get distinctions because teachers used to get money from
maybe a learner getting a distinction. So it used to up or encourage some competition between the students. So yeah, so it was a good thing. It was a good thing to reward good performance. Yeah, that's my contribution. Thank you. Great show, by the way.
Thank you for your contribution. Sipho Mabaso, HR business partner. Thank you for joining us for this conversation. You've been wonderful. It's